The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Sento che ci salve. another beautiful song that God allowed me to write was one concerning my relationship with Him. And He tells us all the time, just talk to me. Talk to me. Oh, talk to me. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. This is what God tells us. Just talk to me. And then once you really understand who He is and how He is, then you start singing.
Thank you. On Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change. Good afternoon. Welcome to our holy hour. Today being the first Friday of the month, we have Father Bernard Sompane. He's already here with us, excited to bring you the good news for a change with today's Mass, dedicated, of course, to the Sacred Heart being the first Friday of the month. I'm Sheila Pierce, looking forward to taking down your prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon, how are you?
Shayla.
Hi, how are you, Bunny?
Fine, thank you. You, Shayla?
I'm good, thank you.
That's nice, Shayla. Just for my special intentions for Thanksgiving, for prayers answered, and also for my sick family and friends, for studies, employment, and peace. And Shayla, for my friends that are going to Madeira, to Fatima tomorrow, wishing them a safe journey and a pleasant holiday and a safe return. Thank you, Shayla, and all you lovely people at Radio Veritas. You have a really nice weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Shayla.
God bless. Bye-bye, Bunny. We also remember to pray in a special way for Capano, that's Kenny's son, who's been admitted to hospital today. We pray for his speedy recovery as well as for the rest of the family. Not forgetting to pray for the speedy recovery of Jennifer, Charles' mom, and for all those who are not well at this moment, especially Maria, who went in for her test today. Hope everything goes well with her as well. Going back to our calls is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
That's good, Swandile. What are your prayer intentions?
I pray for the recovery soul of Mrs. Marioko, Mrs. Minoku, and Mr. Majola. I also pray for my intentions as well.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Sheila. You're most welcome. Thank you for the call. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you?
I'm okay, and how are you?
Okay, I'm Louisa from Pretoria.
Yes, Louisa.
My prayer intention is for my late husband, Linga.
Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday tomorrow, the 6th of August.
Okay.
And I want Father to offer up prayers for him.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Sheila, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you, and the same to you, eh?
And enjoy your Women's Day on Tuesday.
We will be together right here on Radio Veritas. How about that?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye, Louisa. Bye-bye. Well, we also remember the prayer intentions from Gloria, Jackie, Anthony, Miriam, Beatrice, Marine. The intentions from Tandy, Harriet, Megan, Michael, Pulane, Stabiso. And the intentions from Catherine Kosi, I hope I pronounced that well. And not forgetting also to pray for Mrs. Aronson as they bury her son today. We pray for the repose of the soul of her son who passed on Sunday. We pray for Mrs. Aronson and the entire family during this time. You on Veritas, good afternoon. Good afternoon, who am I speaking to?
Sheila, it's Norman. Yeah, how are you, Sheila?
I'm well, and how are you, Norman?
I'm fine, thank you, Sheila.
That's good. So what are we praying for today?
We're praying for my cousin, Louis Fable, who passed away in the week. And I ask God that his soul may rest in peace. And I'm praying for Alicia that she might find work soon.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sheila. God bless you and everybody at Veritas.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, Norman.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
No, fine, thanks.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to P.A.T.?
Yes, P.A.T.
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this mark for the repose of my auntie. It will be paid tomorrow. In Pietro Spain, and then in Alehoko.
Okay, all right. We'll pray for the repose of her soul.
And also for myself, for the speedy recovery, as I'm still healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll
okay, have a nice day, yeah?
You too, eh? And take good care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We also remember the prayer intentions of Joe Lazarus, who asked us to pray for Rita Francesca Lazarus, known as Nee Augustine, their dear mom-in-law, grandmother, and great-grandmother. 10 years today since she was called to eternal rest. Always remembered by the Lazarus, Augustine, and the extended family. You want Veritas, hello? Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, Julie. How are you today?
Not so good. It's one of my bad days.
Of your bad days, eh?
Sheila, can I please place myself on the altar?
Yeah.
And for all the poor souls in purgatory, especially my mom, my dad, and my brother Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And for all my sick family and friends.
Yeah.
And for all the other sick people and sick and dying, and a special thanks in Thanksgiving for blessings and prayers answered, and for everybody there at Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
And may Veritas just prosper more and more every day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Julie.
Okay, Sheila.
All right then. God bless.
God Bye-bye. Bless you.
You're on Veritas, hello? All right then. We'll stop our calls right there. We'd also like to pray in a special way for the repose of the soul of Mr. De Freitas. That's Manny De Freitas' father. And prayers of comfort for the entire De Freitas family during this time. With that said, we begin with Mass right after this call. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Jean?
I'm fine, Sheila. Sheila, I would like to offer Mass to my deceased family.
Mm-hmm.
And relatives,
yeah.
Especially for my brother, his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
To pray for his repose of his soul.
Yeah.
And also for Malie Raghavelu, it's her birthday, her death anniversary today.
Okay. All right.
And for all our holy souls in purgatory and for your intentions and everyone at Veritas.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jean.
Thank you, Shayla.
Bye-bye. On that note, we also pray for the repose of the soul of Lorraine and Chetty. With that said, we begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
This is your Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the Radio Veritas listeners, today we celebrate the dedication of Basilica of St. Mary Major, a great homage paid to the Church of Rome, and indeed our Catholic inheritance under the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother. And today we also want to give thanks and gratitude to Almighty God for the success of our municipal elections. And we pray that our leaders and the followers would really accept the outcome, the final outcome of the elections. We also want to thank God for the law engagement officers who made it possible that the elections were smooth without a big incident. For the times we failed to respond to God's love by being faithful, by showing mercy, compassion to the needy, the lonely, and the unloved, let us ask God for mercy and pardon. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pardon the faults of your servants, we pray, O Lord, that we who cannot please you by our own deeds may be saved through the intercession of the Mother of your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Nahum. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good tidings and proclaims peace. Keep your feasts, O Judah. Fulfill your vows. for never again shall the wicked come against you. He is utterly cut off. For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob as the majesty of Israel. For plunderers have stripped them and ruined their branches. Woe to the bloody city, all full of lies and booty. No end to the plunder, the crack of whip and rumble of wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot. Horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear. Hosts of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end. They stumble over the bodies. I will throw filth at you and treat you with contempt and make you an object of scorn. And all who look on you will shrink from you and say, wasted is Nineveh. Who will moan over her? Whence shall I seek comforters for her? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I kill and I make alive.
I kill and I make alive.
For the day of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants.
I kill and I make alive.
See, now that I, even I am he, and there is no God beside me, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal.
I kill and I make alive.
If I sharpen my glittering sword, and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me.
I kill and I make alive.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
What shall a man give in return for his life? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him or her deny self and take up own cross and follow me. For whoever would save his or her life will lose it. And whoever loses his own life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a person if gains the whole world and forfeits own life? Or what shall a person give in return for own life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every one for what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My focus would be on the dedication of Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, which I believe we recognize our Catholic inheritance and faith. We are told this is the first church in the West to be dedicated to our Mother Mary. We know today there are many of our parishes, churches that are called after Mary, Mother of God. But today we also celebrate her place, Mary's, the Virgin Mary Mother, her place in our hearts, in our lives. I would also like to mention today that we also celebrate a successful municipal election held on Wednesday in our country. Our bishops, priests, and civil society leaders call upon all South Africans to exercise their voting, and we therefore congratulate everyone who braves the cold weather to cast their vote. As the results keep tracking, we pray that the final result shall be accepted by all parties and followers as well, as a true reflection of what voters wanted. May we also add a call that made service delivery follow and a promise made to the people of God become a reality. We are grateful indeed to God for these peaceful elections that we pray so much. We are also aware of the many people of good will and the law enforcement agencies who made it possible for the smooth running of the elections. In today's readings, we hear how God is saying this terrible word that are frightening. Woe to the bloody city, the crag of whip and number of wheel, galloping horses, bounding chariots. I am afraid to hear that when he says, and all who look at you will shrink from you and say, wasted as Nineveh. Hopefully it won't happen with us. Hopefully it won't happen with our cities. We will learn something from this. When we do not receive what is basic to us, we normally complain. Water not only is a need, but is a necessity of life. God is the one who provides life. God is the one who provides the basic necessity of life. And we pray, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, for all those who are elected or those who will be in office, that they will be able, through the assistance of God's Spirit, to provide the basic for our people. The Lord will have compassion upon us and will heal our wounds and the divisions of the past. It is time to pray for reconciliation. It is time to work for justice, that justice will come once more again in our houses, in our cities. Jesus asks each and every one of us who want to follow him to take on cross. It is in sacrifice, it is in self-denial that the Lord will reward us. I want to ask you who are at home, what sacrifice are you doing? What self-denial are you doing? We are in this beautiful month of August. We also remember that we are dedicated to Mother Mary, but we also are mindful of this few days that will be coming, celebrating Women's Day. Let us also show compassion. Let us also show mercy to the needy. Finally, now that the election is over, let us come together as the people of the South Africa and work for a common good. Let us build a peaceful society based on true principles of equality, tolerance, love, and compassion. And I pray that may Virgin Mother Mary, Mother of Mercy, will intercede for all of us and for this intention present on the altar. May the good Lord bless you. Let us present our prayers and petitions before God. Let us pray for the church. Let us pray for the Holy Father, especially his own special intention. and pray for our bishops, the Bishop of Southern Africa, pray for the clergy, and pray for all civil leaders, that the Lord will continue to guide and show them the way. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us pray for our country. Let us pray for all those men and women who worked so tirelessly to see that the elections go smoothly. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us also pray for these special intentions on the altar for our brothers and sisters, and for those who have gone before us, that the Lord will look with mercy upon them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And for what shall we say? God, our Father, you are so kind to us. You listen to us. You respond to us. We thank you for listening and responding to our prayers. May we kindly ask you to receive these prayers, pronounce and unpronounce, and receive them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become a spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we ask, the prayers of your people with the sacrificial offerings, that through the intercession of Blessed Mary, the mother of your Son, no petition may be unanswered, no request may be made in vain, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving itself, your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so, in company with the choir of angels, we praise you, and with your joy we proclaim.
Holy.
I chose Eucharistic prayer for reconciliation in line with the mood in the country. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and from the world's beginning are ceaselessly at work, so that the human race may become holy, just as yourself are holy. Look, we pray, upon your people's offerings, and pour out on them the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we once were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love, for your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death, and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth, to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." in a similar way when supper was ended, knowing that he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross. He took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our sure recipes, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead, and looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionately, Father, on those united to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of this one bread and one chalice, they may be gathered into one body in Christ, who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Butitakhale, his assistant, Duncan Tsoge. And also, Lord, we pray for the new man who will be ordained a priest tomorrow, Tsepo. Bless him with your gifts of the Holy Spirit. Help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom, until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, whom we pray for the dedication of the Basilica of Rome after her, the blessed apostles and all the saints, and before our deceased brothers and sisters, especially those we pray. Then freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus did not leave us as orphans. He taught us how to pray to our Heavenly Father in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the risen Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Oremus. Having been made partakers of eternal redemption We pray, O Lord, that we who commemorate the mother of your Son, the dedication of Basilica, may glory in the fullness of your grace and experience its continued increase for our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to the conclusion of the Eucharistic celebration on this first Friday of the month dedicated to the most blessed sacrament, Heart of Jesus. We also want to pray for all those who will do the enrollment. And I also pray for myself as I continue to do some ministry this coming weekend, and pray for Brother Tsepo and for the brothers and sisters who ask for the petition that the Lord will reward and answer them in time. And also congratulations once more to the successful election, and may God be praised forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God, the loving God, Creator, bless you and your families, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us remain united in the love of God.
Thanks be to God.
It's 4 minutes after one. Would like to thank Father Bernard for celebrating Mass for us today, and also for bringing us another of his parishioners here. Like he said before Mass, that he changes them like cars. It was just a joke, though. Father Bernard, if you may please introduce our listeners, guest today.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheila. This is Mrs. Nkosi. She's our chief catechist in our parish of Our Lady of Mercy, and she's still going strong,
very strong.
And she's here with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Father, and thanks to you, Derek, as well, and our technical producer, Spiwe. Coming up next is the news, followed by Soft Options. Until Monday, have a blessed weekend.